Blog Talk Radio.
How can you believe it's gonna get better? Why don't you get up on your feet and clap your hands? Come on, everybody. Here we go. People come.
People go.
Your life has been out of control.
You're confused.
Don't worry.
Hey.
If you believe it's going to get better, listen to these words.
Find a praise
within your heart. Hold it close.
Don't ever
get cold in the night. But you'll be all right. It's got to get better. It's got to get
better.
It's got to get
better.
Tell your neighbor. Say better.
Going to get better. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it seemed like. It was definitely going to get better. Just trust and believe what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are so happy to have each and every one of you all. And I'm excited about this review. I'm excited what God's going to do. I'm asking all to participate because this is our review. Hallelujah. And that's like so important that we get that this is our review. We're going to ask Evangelist Sharon, hallelujah, if she'll be so kind to give us a word of prayer if she's available.
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor Beasley, and good afternoon to all the listeners. Praise God. I'd like to read out of Ephesians 4 in King James. Ephesians 4, 1-6. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the blood of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Amen. I'd just like to thank God for another perfect day and for his word and for all his promises that he has to keep. I pray that he will keep those who are shut in, those who are sick, those who are bereaved, those who are struggling with any addiction or affliction or illness, that know that you can be healed by the stripes of God, because there's nothing too great for our Lord. I want to thank God for continuing to open up our hearts and our minds to the Spirit. I pray that nothing comes up against this broadcast. I bind it all up in the blood of Jesus. I pray for both my Pastor Bell and Pastor Beasley, that God will continue to surround them and protect and encourage them, open up their hearts and minds in such a way that they will feel joy in every day of their life. I pray all this in Jesus' name, in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. For those that don't know, she got us started this week with the word of prayer on Monday, and I just thank God that she's able to follow up. Hallelujah. I thank God for each and every one of you all. I want to send a special prayer out to family and friends down in Florida. I know that was real. They still haven't found about 159 people is yet under the radar they're looking for. So we want to pray for that, those families, and pray for understanding. It's real important, brothers and sisters, that we understand what's going on right now in America. And I know some people say, well, you can't understand this tragedy. Well, there's something in here that God wants his people to get from this. And if it's nothing else, let me tell you this. It's time that we be about our Father's business, because we don't know. We don't know what's happening on tomorrow. We don't know what's happening on the next day. And if we don't learn anything, learn this today, brothers and sisters, it's better to stay ready instead of have to get ready. Because if you are ready, you don't have to get ready. So it's best to stay ready instead of have to get ready. What I'm saying is, those, I don't know how many of those people was ready to meet their maker Is that important? Absolutely. It's
yes.
very important that you be ready to meet your maker. That's what this is all about, meeting your maker. And if you're not ready, hey, the question is, what's wrong with getting ready? You know,
mm-hmm.
that's another thing. Looking at it. And I'm asking the question, well, if you're not ready, what's wrong with getting ready? The hour is at hand. So if we can
yeah.
take anything from what's going on in Florida for that building collapsing like that, let's
mm-hmm.
pray to get ready. You say, well, why you say that? Well, there's another building adjacent from that building was built by the same people. So they said, wait a minute. We're going to get these other people out of here. We need to get ready in case it happen again. Because if it happened here, it possibly won't happen again to this other building built by the same people and the same engineers, so forth and so on. And I'm not spending the review on that, but I just want you all to know we do want to honor God in this. We want to definitely say, you know, he's available. His arms is out. And it
mm-hmm.
gets better. I'll tell you, it will get better. The whole thing will get better. Everything that's going on is going to get better. It's going to work for your good. Take that and say, you know what? That's going to be my lesson. I'm going to always remember this. And that those are reasons for me to get ready. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the review is open. Anyone have anything they want to share that they've gotten this week? We want to go there with you first. And before we really get into some things I want to cover personally. So it's like I said, the review is for everybody. So please, I urge you to participate in whatever day, whatever you gotten this week. I know you got something because Evangelist Sharon, she was on fire. She was smoking. I don't know if it was but I almost took up an offering for her. Hello, y'all. Hello,
Good afternoon, Pastor. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. I do have something to say, though, Pastor Beasley.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank both you and Pastor Bell for being so obedient in the Lord, and not just in these 30 minutes of this broadcast. And that's how you know that you guys are obedient because you live in different states, and you're always on one accord on this broadcast. And so I think that is so wonderful that the Holy Ghost has you guys. But I also want to say to all the listeners that this is not rocket science. It's not chemistry, it's not algebra, it's not trigonometry. You don't have to have a degree. You don't have to have been to school. Guess what? You don't even have to read. All you have to do is listen. But it's about acceptance. You know, we try everything for any other reason. Let's try it for our Savior, for our Lord. We try new candy bars. We try diets. We try new shoes. We try new cars. We try new gadgets. We try new technology. We just see whatever it is they say it does, because we don't really have a full understanding. Well, let's just say whatever the Word of God says it is.
Mm.
And let's just go with that. Let's just try that. Just try it for 7 days, because guess what? God's going to smash you in the face with something until it's undeniable. And then if you just continue just to want to go in the opposite direction, that's something different. Everything's a process. I want to send my love out to everyone. And I want to continue to pray for my father, who is declining very quickly. I want to pray for him. And I also want to pray for just some peace and joy for the world. And you can find that as long as you focus on our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. I think I wasn't on to hear the song, but I'm sure it was a good one. Thank God for the scripture and the prayer. And I stand in agreement with pastors. We pray for those in Florida as well. And thanking God for the scripture The scripture that touched me was from Matthew, the 28th chapter, and verses 18 through 20. And I'll read that. It says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." Amen. And so I just love this scripture because, as Pastor was sharing earlier, this is a commission for us that we are to go and give to people, share this word with the people, and, you know, and be prayerful. It's not our job to pick and choose who it is God wants us to go to. When the Spirit touches us, and He will lead us, because that's the Holy Spirit's job, is to lead us to others and help them to see the Word of God, the true Word of God. You know, because we all have been blinded to God's Word. But I'm so thankful for the lessons that Pastor teach on, that we are able to know that we are to go from house to house, minister to one another. You know, a lot of times we have to reach out to our families because you don't want them lost either. You want them to come out and know the truth. And a lot of them are still set in that, but that's okay. We do our job. We'll tell them what the Word of God says, the true Word of God. And so we're just thankful also for John 17:17, where it tells us that we are sanctified through the Word. You know, God wanted us, this is what He wants for us, not just now, but from the beginning of time. This is His will for us. Mm-hmm. So I'm just so grateful to the Word of God, and I'm praying that God will lead and guide and direct me. I'm praying for more understanding and wisdom and knowledge so that I can help others to come into the truth of God. So St. John 17:17 says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." It says thy word is truth, not our thoughts, not what we think, but thy word, God's word is truth. So I'm just thankful for the scripture, and I too will be praying for those in Florida. And you know, it's just, you know, if nothing else, God is getting our attention to let us know it's time for us to pray. Scripture says, "Man, always have to pray and not think." So it's time for us to be about our Father's business.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else? I truly thank Evangelist Sharon and Pastor for those comments. And as we go through this review, at any point in time you want to comment or have something to say, it's real important. But we'll start with Pastor did Matthew 28. There's so many things to point out. This is direct orders from Christ. First of all, He tells us to observe all things, what He have commanded. And then another point He makes is, I'm going to be with you. You ain't even got to worry. I got your back.
Thank you, Lord.
Even to the end of the world. So as you go, as Pastor was talking about, go. You just go. Don't worry about it. When you go, He'll give you what to say. See, we're so programmed to thinking we got to have our notes and all this stuff together, sort of ties in what Evangelist Sharon was talking about. You don't have to have a degree. You don't have to know trigonometry. You don't have to know algebra. You don't have to know A stand for apple, B stand for boy, C stand for cat, and D stand for dog to go by. You don't have to know any of that. You don't have to know what social media is. You don't have to know network you don't have to know any of that stuff. And this is going to blow some of y'all's mind, but you ain't even have to know the word of God. Just listen. I promise you, he'll give you the word. That's what the Holy Ghost is going to do. You'll get it through hearing. I promise. He'll bring it to your remembrance. But you can't bring something to your remembrance if you don't get in the word of God. Goes back to what Pastor is saying. You have to get in the word of God, brothers and sisters. So when he says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, I just love the way the Messenger Bible put it. Train everybody. Everybody you meet. Don't care where they're at. If it's at Marvel, if it's at the train station, if it's in the airport, you ought to always have that in your mind that you're going to instruct somebody in the way of the Lord.
Yes. Yes. Say that, Pastor.
Amen.
That could be on your forethought. That ought to be first and foremost in your spirit, man. I mean, I don't care where you're going, to the grocery store. If you went to the liquor store, and you ought to have the mindset, hey, I'm not criticizing. I didn't come to condemn anybody, but I come to enhance Christ in your life. See, when people understand, you ain't trying to judge them, but you're trying to give them something. Yeah. And if you're putting it across that way, instead of this traditional way of condemning people, stop condemning people. Christ didn't come in the world to condemn nobody, but that's through him the world may be saved. It's so many folks out here want to condemn people. Listen, dear heart, they're everywhere. The religious folks teaches that. Condemn, show them their fault, and then tell them about Christ. No, you have to tell them they already know that. They already know that.
That's right.
A liar know he's lying. That's why he gets another lie for the next lie. A thief knows he's stealing. Why do you think he's holding his hand? Holding his he knows that. Don't tell him that.
That's right. Tell him something you don't know.
Don't teach people what they already know. A man been out all night. Been doing mischievous. He come in here trying to explain.
Right.
Immediately.
Immediately. You ain't got to. Just keep your mouth shut. Watch it. We're looking, honey. I fell asleep over Johnny's house, and we got the plan, and we was watching the game, and 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Yes, 5 o'clock. You ain't got to explain if that's what they were doing.
Right.
Well, every morning, all you do is patiently wait.
Yeah.
And I think that you've been commissioned, and they didn't know anybody say this. Jesus came up and said to them, I want y'all to know what's going on now. I'm getting ready to leave here, but I want y'all to know all power in heaven and in earth. Man, put a period right there. Where else you gonna go for power? You can't go beyond heaven. You can't go beyond earth. Even if you went to the bottom of the sea, that's in the earth. So where you going? Yeah. All the power is in him. Now, since I got all this stuff, you can go because I got your back. I just think that's awesome.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
All the authority. It was given to you. To sort of tie this stuff in with what we were talking about on last week, and we're going to get into more of it, but because they did speak on that, I wanted to go ahead on and comment on Matthew 28 and 19 through 20. It might have been 18. She might be 18 through 20, but you ought to know that these are Christ's words, and he just wants us to remember. Now to remember something, you may have to tie something around your finger. I don't know. Put stickers somewhere. Carry your Bible. I don't know. Whatever it takes for you to remember this, you need to remember. Right. And the only reason he tells you to remember Guess why? That's why he tells you to remember that. Because there's a possibility you might forget.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
You may get so caught up in other stuff, you might forget. So he says, now, remember that. I'm with
mm-hmm.
you. Always. Because you may run into somebody that have all these degrees, and you may feel, you know, incompetent. You may feel that, you know, hey, I can't speak to these people.
Because mm-hmm.
I'm with
mm-hmm.
you. That I speak through you. You let me. But everything is predicated on the word of God. We're instructed to practice it.
Thank
you. I like that. Because it goes along with what we were talking about right before the end, and I don't even know why I want to jump over here, but I guess I'll go ahead on and do it now. In Ephesians 4, we'll just go ahead and go there. Because this is what we're supposed to be doing, brothers and sisters. At the end of the day, because there is one body, I think that was the scripture that Miss Sharon started out with. Because there is one body, there is one spirit, because you are called into one hope.
Yeah.
Why is this? Well, because that's our job. Our job, remember, is to unite. Your job is to unite the body of Christ. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Wherever you go, you ought to be trying to unite people, not criticize.
Say that. Mm-hmm.
Bringing people into this full knowledge of God, edifying the body of Christ, building them up, not tearing them down. So how about read this? We don't get too far into this, but it's over there in Ephesians 4. And I want to say, we could start probably about the 11th verse. Let's see here. Let's go up to maybe before then, because you got to know that what you got going on in your life is not your thing. It's, we'll go to the 8th. Well, let's go to the 7th verse.
Ephesians 4:1-2. What numbers, Pastor?
Yes, 7. And we'll read through the 14th verse. Let's go on to the 14th verse.
Praise God. In King James, it reads as follows. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that the ascended, that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning crafting, whereby they lie and wait to deceive. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible. But that doesn't mean that you should all look and speak and act the same. Out of the generosity of Christ, each of us is given his own gift. The text for this is, he climbed the high mountain. He captured the enemy. He handed it all out in gifts to the people. Is it not true that the one who climbed up also climbed down to the valley of earth? and the one who climbed down is the one who climbed back up, up to highest heaven. He handed out gifts above and below, filled heaven with his gifts, filled earth with his gifts. He handed out gifts of apostle, prophet, evangelist, and pastor, teacher, to train crisis followers in the skilled work, working within crisis body, the church, until we're all moving rhythmatically and easily with each other, efficient and graceful in response to God's Son, fully mature adults, fully developed within and without, fully alive like Christ. Prolong fantasies among us, please. We'll not tolerate babes in the woods, small children who are an easy mark for imposters. God wants us to grow up, to know the whole truth and tell it in love, like Christ in everything. We take our lead from Christ, who is the source of everything we do. He keeps us in step with each other. Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. The Message Bible puts it so clear and eloquently, like as plain as day as the nose on your face.
Amen, amen. Thank God.
Well, absolutely. Let's really understand this, brothers and sisters. This is our purpose. This is what we're supposed to be doing, uniting the body of Christ. This ought to be our intention. This should be our aim. This should be our aspiration. You know, this ought to be our dream. This ought to be our goal. Our goal ought to be able, wherever we go, is to unite.
Yes.
And let me tell you, this ought to be our intention.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, this ought to be our plan every day. This is our point right here. Our point is to make sure that everybody understands we're to be one in Christ, because if we don't, Christ can't come back. I'm sorry. That might have bust your bubble.
That's all right.
The point can't come back until we all are united and becoming one in the faith, not in religion, in denomination. This ought to be our purpose. Listen, brothers and sisters, we only got one purpose, and that is to get everybody to be one in Christ's body.
Amen, amen.
But every time someone get a little revelation, they want to take it and put it in a box and treat it as though they become the eighth wonder of the world now. They got something. Holy Jesus. Nobody else got this. Wait a minute, brother and sister. Calm down, man. First, they are gifts. God gave them to his body for the purpose of edifying. Now, somebody help me. Help me with this. Because, see, the purpose is to edify. Woo! The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Help me with this word here. I mean, I got some ideas about edifying, but if somebody would just jump in for a moment and help me with verse 12, because I want everybody to know that the gift you have is to serve. And when you're serving, you know, I mean, that's what you're here. Now, if you're not trying to serve, you're in the wrong business. And it's not yours. You're going to operate in that capacity of whatever gift it is, be it apostle, be it prophet, be evangelist, and be it pastors and our teachers. You got to remember the purpose of that gift is to edify the body of Christ. It is for the perfecting of the saints. So for a moment, I want y'all to help me out, if you will. How you perfect this thing, and how do you edify? The doors is open. Anybody like to comment? How you do that one? And if you know the scripture, that's really beautiful. How do you do
it's
that?
It's to uplift the Lord. It's to uplift the body of Christ, to uplift people, to instruct them in what the word says, to make everybody take notice and be excited about what God has given us to do. And that's just for all of us to be united in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Amen. I was trying to look that up. My phone's still trying to look up the definition. Go ahead, Evangelist Sharon.
Oh yeah, it has. It's a transit verb to instruct and improve, especially in moral and religious knowledge. To uplift, also enlighten, inform. So it's to inform, to instruct, to make excitement about something. Same way we listen to the radio and we sing these songs, or the same way we're supposed to have this word or these scriptures and be able to recite them to other people after we've gotten to know them ourselves. So we are to instruct them in the word. We are to instruct them in all that we say to them in love and in peace and in the word and the scripture. That's what we're to do as we're out every day. That's our purpose, which that's why we don't need any degrees for it. There's no excuse. There's no excuse for it, and the Holy Spirit comes to each and every one of us and gives us what it is we need to do. So, I mean, it's nothing that we haven't been given. Just what's that brings tears to my eyes, that it's nothing that we haven't been given to survive in the situation. Amen.
Let me tell you all, and thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon, anybody else, because we need to go to 2 Peter 1:3, because I want to just make a case here. Nobody have no excuse, just like Evangelist Sharon said. But remember, we're talking about edifying, and there's three things that you must do, brothers and sisters. You have to be rooted. And you have to be grounded in the word of God so you can effectively, based on scripture now. But in 2 Peter 1:3.
Yes. In the King James, it reads as follows. According as the divine power have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Amen.
And from the Message Bible, 2 Peter 1:3, everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God, the best invitation we've ever received. Amen.
Okay. Now I want y'all to hear that. Couple that with the fact that you're spiritual now. And being spiritual, whatever you do is different than the world's way. So when we're talking about edifying each other, for instance, okay? We're talking about inspiring somebody in love. We're talking about exalting other people. Yeah, we're talking about enlightenment. We're talking about illuminating whatever is in that person, let them know. That's what our job is to do. We're to edify. We're to build up. Wow. I wish I could just really break it down to you. But
yes,
we're
to bring out the good and the godly things in all situations.
In the Word of God and what the Word say. See, people have been taught so many bad things. So when you start talking about edifying, they're going to see it from the world perspective. But you got to start seeing it from God's perspective because of what he gave us. He gave us these gifts. Got to remember, they're from Christ now, and they're for his church. So with that being said, I like what that scripture said the other day. I think that was over there in John. He moved in the neighborhood. Now, he done moved in your life. And if he's in your life, edify you, he's going to take the word of God and engraft it in your spirit, man. So look what you're getting, man.
Yeah.
You get a connection now with the Father. Oppression just went out the door. Think about it. What he's doing now is something totally different. You're going to be inspired. And guess what? When that kind of stuff is in you, that's the seed that's in you, you're going to believe in healing. You're going to believe in elevating the next person above you. You're going to believe in edifying them based on the word of God. You're going to be, you're going to be uplifting them. You're going to be inspiring these people to move with God's passion, move in the things of God. Well, before you were doing it because you had this to do. But now you're doing it because of the Holy Ghost. See, because he's going to undress you. Remember, he's your helper. Can I say that one more time? He's going to help us to be able to do this. Because, see, that was the time I couldn't do that. Brother, sister, I got to be honest with you. And unless the Holy Ghost, I tell Pastor all the time, sometimes we talking, I tell her all the time how I just love the way she's able to love people into different places and ministry and stuff. But she has a real loving, caring spirit. I ask God, give me that. Because, see, I want to be straight with it. I want to cut down everything. Forget all that. Here it is. Here's what you need to know. Just straight. No niceness. I told y'all the other day, there's two ways you win souls. That's what Jesus did. With folk that was religious and people who were knew the word or knew the law, Jesus was straight with them. Like Nicodemus over there in John 3. He said, marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again. Well, no ifs, ands, buts about it. It's straightforward. You've got to be born again. There's no other way you can get around this, Nicodemus. If you want to know about the kingdom of God, you got to be born. But now what he didn't tell him is that you got to be born by the word of God. But eventually, as you study and get into the word of God, you know you got to be born not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. Because if you get born by that same old corruptible stuff, then that's what you are. You can't be nothing but corrupt. But when you get into the word of God and that takes place, that becomes the seed that's in you now. It's different.
Yes, it is.
That's why it's so important to get in the word of God. That's why it's so important to improve your daily meditation in the word of God so you can instruct. That's why we have to get grounded or rooted and grounded. And we may talk about that next week because a lot of people don't understand what it really means to be rooted and what it really means to be grounded. But anyway, we are to edify the body of Christ. And in order for this to take place, brothers and sisters, you already have it in you. You just got to start doing it spiritually. That's the main thing right there. Stop looking at it always from the human perspective and then start looking at it from a spiritual, and you're going to start seeing some things where you've never seen before. I promise you. You're going to start understanding this because you're going to start understanding it with the heart of God. You're going to allow the word of God to take first place and teach you and show you. And believe me, I'm a firm believer of all of them. Webster, New Life, I don't care what supporting documents. I'm a fan of all of them. But let me tell you what, the greatest thing you could ever get is the Holy Ghost to take that and explain to you what it really means to understand the Word of God effectively. And if you're gonna minister, because that's what we've been called to do, brothers and sisters, you've been called to edify the body of Christ. Now, with that being said, since you've been called and you know you've been called to edify, just put that somewhere in the corner of your thinking, because you can't get out from around that now. You got to be able to communicate that word, to educate people in that word, to unite them in that word of unity, of faith. That's what we're doing, really, if you think about it. But you're nurturing them based on the Word of God. You're illuminating the Word of God, if you will. You're illuminating the Word of God. And let me tell you all this. We are all under construction. God ain't done with us yet.
That's
all
right.
All of us got that same sign on us. We're under construction.
That's right. Yeah. To say that.
And we're building right now. We're in the process of building, and we want to do it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. You don't want to continue to do it like the world have always done. That's not what God called us to do. He calling us into and I tell people this all the time too. And y'all will hear me tell you this again and again, because I won't forget Matthew 11. We talked about it a little bit this week. But the Bible says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven have suffered violence, and violence taken by force. You'd be surprised how many preachers can't explain that scripture.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in so long until they don't even know what's going on in the body of Christ, because they've been in their church. Gossip. They've been in their church way of doing things, and it's been traditionally accepted, and that's where they got in. They ain't playing out. But then you tell them scripture like Mark 16:17. They try to bring it into their organized church, but it ain't gonna work, because see, these are signs for believers that they'll do this stuff in my name. And it's going to be done as we go forward. You'll be able to cast out devils. Matter of fact, if you got a church building, shouldn't be no devils up in there.
Okay.
Every week they're casting out the devils, and some of them the same demons and the same people. I call them self-made demons. But anyway. Well, I'm not even going there today, so please. But let me tell you what, brothers and sisters, as we began to unite the body of Christ and casting out devils in Jesus' name, and we began to speak in a new way, this is the body of Christ that's going to experience this holy revolution that will bring by a revelation for the end time transformation in the body of Christ. And it's going to happen as we go forward. There are going to be maybe little groups here, little groups like that. It's all going to be based on Isaiah 61. We can go there if you'd like to. Isaiah pretty much sum up what's going on in Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. This is what we're going to do. We got to get these people healed spiritually. So if you want to go to Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. Now,
yes,
remember, that's what we have. You got to think spiritually too, brother and sister. Just can't think, oh, well, that's... Now, you got to understand this stuff spiritually. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Praise God. In the King James, it reads as follows: The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, the Spirit of God, the Master, is on me because God anointed me. He sent me to preach good news to the poor, heal the brokenhearted, announce freedom to all captives, pardon all prisoners. God sent me to announce the year of his grace, a celebration of God's destruction of our enemies, and to comfort all who mourn, to care for the needs of all who mourn in Zion, give them bouquet of roses instead of ashes, messages of joy instead of news of doom, a praising heart instead of a languished spirit. Rename them oaks of righteousness planted by God to display his glory. Amen.
Well, I just wish I could just meditate for a moment. It's the Spirit of the Lord, of Almighty God, who's in us. Remember we read in John 17 and also in John 14 that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit is going to make their abode with us. They're going to live in us. Well, look at it like this, that Christ is in you. So what is he doing? The anointing is there to deliver good news. I wish somebody say that about 4 or 5 times, because you hate just hate to be around preachers. All they got is sad stuff. They may make it sound sweet in the beginning, but at the end, it wants to doom you with some stuff.
Have mercy.
It's a shame that preachers practice this. I got to let them know they're still full of sin. And if I'm understanding this, this is good news. Not for everybody, but people who will humble themselves. And something else you got to know, it seems like it's somebody who's being sent. Kind of remind me of Matthew 28, don't it? Somebody's going. Somebody's being sent from place to place. Yeah.
Amen.
To anoint them. To announce them that who have been captive. Hey, you can be free now. You can be free from that religious stuff. Remember John 8:32-34? Mm-hmm. If you'll continue in my word, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See, you got truth in you. You got to set some folk free now.
Amen.
Yeah, those that have been captive, they have to be set free. You got to release their spirit, man. Because they don't know. Nobody told them. About like that June 10th thing. Ain't nobody told them that they free. Somebody got to be bold enough to go there and make that announcement. You're free. You don't have to go through no building. You're free. Hallelujah. Who told you that? Well, yeah, I know that, but I like that. Why you like that? When the Bible tells you, be not entangled with the yoke of bondage again. Why you like that kind of stuff? Yes, I know it feels good. And people get stuck on that. That doing all kind of sinful things feel good, too. But because it feel good, that don't mean you do it.
All right.
We've been sent, brothers and sisters, to make this announcement that this is a good time to accept the Lord.
Amen.
The day of our God is right now. He want to get vengeance over the enemy. who've been holding us captive. And then we're to comfort these people.
Yeah.
He said
we
could provide this for them. And then I like the exchange that he says he's doing. Listen, brother and sister, this is the call on our life. This is what we're to do. We're to take it and give them crown instead of ashes.
Yeah.
I'd much rather have a crown than ashes. The oil of joy instead of the tears of grief.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make that. This kind of stuff here make me want to just preach and go clean off.
All right, all right.
When he's giving us souls of praise instead of the spirit of weakness and heaviness. And listen to me, dear heart. We're to glorify God.
Yeah.
He should build up the old waste place, the desolated place. He's trying to repair us.
Yeah.
And that's our job, is to go do this. That's what you're going for.
All right.
Now, if you know what's going to happen, they're going to call you a lot of stuff. But remember, God wants them to know you're righteous now.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody got to feed the flesh. Somebody got to tell them what thus says the Lord.
That's right.
And I'm gonna be honest with you guys. There'll come a praise now. When people begin to have this true knowledge, they're going to be a praise.
Yeah.
And they're going to be a great excitement. Trust me.
Yeah.
Especially when they know that they're proof. That this is their intention.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they see. I don't think this stuff. I'm intending to do this. I don't admire this stuff. It's what I just.
Yeah.
And this
something
I'm doing it on the broadcast. Wherever I go. Oh, well, what about this? What about that? Well, you can move it in the ground. The word of God doesn't mean what you do. We're going to unlock a whole lot of those. Oh, when I tell you how a whole lot of doors, there will be a whole lot of doors will be unlocked, and people will get delivered. They will get set free. And they'll go, wow. Now, I know people understand this scripture, meaning when Jesus came, but I'm going to tell you, don't forget Jesus still in us. Remember?
That's right.
Did he come and make our boy with us? Is he living in you?
Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
He's living in you. Isaiah is for you because this is was fit for Christ to do. He haven't stopped because he's in us. He's still saving. He's still delivering. And that's our purpose. So when we talk about edifying, that's what we're doing. We're enlightening these people. We're illuminating these people. We're informing these people.
Yeah,
we're impacting these people's lives with the word of God. They ought to be happy. Yeah,
hallelujah.
They ought to be happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Who want to go somewhere and somebody preach to them and they feel worse when they come out than when they went in?
That's right. No one. Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Well, that's some of the review, but anybody else have anything else they want to share before we're still open for the review?
Yes, Pastor, I just wanted to go back to the word edify. It means instruct or improve someone morally or intellectually. It also means to educate, to instruct, to teach, to school, to tutor someone, to coach someone, to train someone, to guide them, to enlighten them, to inform them, also cultivate them, develop. And I think I heard you say indoctrinate, also to improve and to better. Also to uplift And that's what we should do, you know, pull down but uplift them. And as we teaching them the word and guiding them to the truth, a lot of times people have to, I like when you said repent, to turn around. They have to, you know, because I had to do it. You know, I was so set in that way that I had to really get to myself and talk to the Lord and allow him to change my way of thought. And so with that being said, with the word at noon and our Bible studies that we do, I can see how it's so important to be educated in this word, to edify God's word and allow, you know, his spirit to guide us and to help us with others and, you know, to teach others the way as well. So I'm just so thankful. But, yeah, that's what we have to do is edify. And then I just want to read it out of God's word. And that's Ephesians 4 and verse 12. It says, this purpose is to be prepared, God's people to serve and to build up the body of Christ. And that's our job, is to serve and build up the body of Christ. So in order to do that, we have to teach them the word of God. So thank you for this mighty word.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. That, listen, brothers and sisters, we're going to get into this next week, trust me, because you have to know that's your job, to equip his people to do this. That's our job. And and just not all of these words, don't get it twisted. Our job is to take the word of God and do this.
Come on.
That's going to make a difference. When you're talking about equipping people, I can equip you with the wrong stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, because I've already been equipped with the wrong stuff before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to go through that. And I'm going to be honest with you. Some people out there, you think it's real good. And I'm not saying it's not, because the Bible says that tree had good and evil. But see, the only way you can separate, even though it looks good, it ain't always good.
All right. Amen.
I mean, it looks good now. But is it what God wants? Is it what Christ wants? Is it what we want to teach people? The truth. See, it's good for a man to say, you know what? I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ. I'm a minister. I'm an evangelist. I'm a prophet. That stuff looks good. For somebody to say that. But wait a minute. Let's get to the core of this thing here. See, that's where you get to rooted and grounded in. Well, let's get to the core of this, okay? Well, let's get to the core of this and say, why are you doing what you're doing? Do you understand what you're doing? Do you know these are gifts to the body of Christ? It's not you. God ain't called. He gave you a gift to you. Oh, yeah, that's a whole new light now. And why are you doing it? Why are you teaching this? You're teaching this to edify, not to get you a degree, not to get you a trophy,
right,
not to get you a plaque to put on the wall and say, I'm the pastor. See that plaque? That don't mean jack.
Amen. Amen.
I'm a minister. Ordain me so I can go. You don't need, hey, you get out there, don't worry. God's going to ordain you right on the field.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
That's where your ordination comes, right out down the field, teaching that word, the true word of God. So when I talk about equipping people, when I'm talking about, you know, making sure that the people understand their service. See, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, and I'm sure y'all can give me some illustration, too. In welding, and you don't have to know anything about welding to understand what I'm going to tell you. But in welding, you got different methods that you need. Like you can weld pipe with MIG, TIG, or stick. But sometimes you want to use the best method, for that job, the best application. Now, all three of them you probably could use, but what's better? See, that's what I'm trying to say. It's just like in anything, you want to be equipped with the best tools to perfect the saints. Hello, somebody. To do your work. Remember, this job, this is working of the ministry. When you edifying somebody, you want to have the best tools available, which happens be the word of God, brother. So when you're giving it out of the word and not what Matthew Henry said or not what this commentator, but when you're giving it line on line, precept on precept, makes a big difference. Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got it straight from, those are the best tools you can get. A word that'll tell you, when I tell you, God said for you to hit them streets, I'll take you to Matthew 28 and show you. Don't tell me, well, God can call me to this church. God ain't called you to that church, you're lying. Because that's what I do. I have to refuse these lies with the truth. And how I'm going to know the truth unless I get in the word of God and know what the truth is. That's what's going to set people free.
Amen.
Well, you'd be surprised how many people's in bondage when they just happen to know, oh, I don't have to stay in this building. No. Who told you that lie? You don't get free now. I'm going to tell you. God, he said, go ye therefore. And don't worry about it. If the pastor don't go with you, it's okay, because he's going to be with you.
Yes.
Amen. If the mothers don't go with you, go, because he's going to be. And what you going to do? You're going to edify these people. There's somebody in the thrift store, at Kroger's, at Walmart, at CVS, somebody there for you to edify,
to build them up.
Into this faith. But if you don't understand what faith is, they'll be around here thinking faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things, and they won't even know what their substance is. That's what pleases God, is your substance.
Amen.
The word. You ain't pleasing God, and that's what you want to do. You want to please God now. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're doing. We're edifying the body of Christ. We're building up the body of Christ. Well, okay. Anybody else will be dismissed. Hallelujah. Because when I tell you I can stay on here all day, brothers and sisters, trust me.
Amen.
Great.
Hallelujah. Well, I don't see no better way to spend the time.
Amen. That's so true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what we're going to have to do, though, with these kind of lessons, I can see myself just anybody's an evangelist or anybody that's a preacher that want to hear some real good truth and want to get some nuggets, they want to tune in to this. It ain't for everybody. It's for mature Christians, people who rooted and grounded in the Word of God. If they're not in the Word of God, they're not going to understand these spiritual things. Take you to the Scripture and show you over in Colossians 1:9, over in 1 Corinthians 2. I mean, these are spiritual stuff we're talking about. And they're going to get it.
Yeah.
Real clear to me that if they're not allowing Christ to dwell in them, which is the Word of God, if they're not allowing this to happen, they won't get this. Because if you're letting religion stay in you and denomination, all that kind of stuff, then God can't move in the neighborhood. He want to move in there, but he can't move in there because you got too much in the road. Got to get that stuff out the road. Like Pastor said, she had to get in prayer and tell the Lord, move this stuff out of me so I can get single-minded, so I can have singleness of purpose. See?
Mm-hmm.
See, when you get into oneness, brother and sister, this is what happens. Everybody know, hey, we're for the same. Well, you know, people, they got different gifts, just like your body, you got a feet. Let me tell you what about it, brother and sister. So don't really get this twisted. The same blood that's in your toe, it's in your head. It ain't going to stop flowing because it got in your feet. And so, I'm the feet. Man, I do something different. No, the same blood gonna run through all those veins.
Mm-hmm.
Or you gonna find something gonna get amputated. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. But I'll tell you one thing. Cut it off and watch something get amputated. See, and that's what people missing. They think it's a big deal to be able to say, well, you know, we all got different gifts. Yes, you do. Your feet, your toe, your... But wait a minute. Isn't the same blood? Tell me out, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same
That's
blood?
Right.
In the right
it
arm
is.
Run all the way through the left arm? And same blood, right? Hello, different parts
That's
of the body.
Right.
But same blood. Same spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's doing the same thing, whatever the head say to do. So the head said, we're going to Walmart. The feet said, now, you know what? I'm gonna set this one out. I ain't going to be able to go. No, brother and sister, it don't work like that, precious. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If
right?
the head said, we're going to the Mexican restaurant, that's where we're going.
That's where we're going.
Feet better.
That's right.
Feet better line up. Feet better line
Amen.
Up. And that's the issue today. People don't want to submit themselves to the true word of God. You really get in the spirit of God, you'll be around here trying to figure out all these other religion and denomination, all this kind of stuff, and you're going to miss the whole thing because it ain't about that. And it ain't comparing your religion. Now, we're believers in truth. That's what we are. We don't need a title. See, so folks want
That's
you to
right.
have a title. They want you to identify with one of these groups. I don't identify with nothing but Christ. And
All
not
right.
the church of Christ, but the true and living Christ. That's why I identify with you. See, everybody
right.
wants you to identify with a denomination so they can put you in the box and cut you up and say you this and you that and you the third. That's what they want to do. Don't fall for the okie doke.
That's right. Amen.
They're not new creatures. They're different creatures. They're in a different different building.
Yes. Yeah.
Those are religious human beings living in a human experience. But we're spiritual beings living in a human experience. And so that's why they don't know they're so backwards. They're living as a human in a human experience. But we're living spirits in a human experience. So
we're grounded in that word. And that's where that's our source. Our source is
and the power
based on
is in the resurrection power
in the word of God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, nothing else. Nobody have anything else. Evangelist Sharon, stand by. I need to give you a call. I got something very important. So if you can answer your phone, I appreciate it.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor.
Okay.
Thank you, Pastor.
Anybody else have anything else to say?
Praise God. God bless.
Yes, and I pray.